to another episode of Living by Experience. Here's your host, best-selling author Wilco Vandekamp.
I want to do one more reading for you from my book, The Freedom Project Happiness. And if you don't have a copy yet by now, it's available on Amazon. So just type The Freedom Project Happiness into Amazon, or just enter my name, Wilco Vandekamp, and you'll see my books listed right there. And you can purchase it right online. The books are available worldwide through Amazon, as well as book retailers anywhere around the planet. This final reading from my book is going to be from page 183. So if you already have a copy of the book, you can flip to the page and read along with me if you wish. Now, Dennis Waitley said that our time is one of the best to be alive. This is the first time in human history where we have the ability to gain knowledge right at our fingertips. If you want to learn a new skill, all you have to do is go online and find a reliable source. It has never been easier to start a business on virtually no investment. You can create a website today and be open for business tomorrow, or even by end of day today if you really put your mind to it. Instead of investing a lot up front, you can get started on a small scale and see where it'll go. Once the business starts to generate income, you can start improving and investing some of that money back into the company. Most millionaires earn so much after material gain, but want to reinvest the money they make to grow their company or start something else. Elon Musk, who created PayPal and eBay, used most of the money he made to start a space company. When asked why in a TED interview, he responded that it was the fastest way to turn a large fortune into a small one. I enjoy making money by selling the things my creativity came up with, but the majority of it goes back into either one of my companies, giving back directly or indirectly to the community as a whole. There's nothing as rewarding as giving back to the community where I live, which can either be my city or the planet, by leaving a legacy that will live beyond me. Another way to give back for me is to reinvest money into my companies, helping them grow by creating another product or revenue stream that will somehow, either directly or indirectly, be of benefit and service to many others. If the cash flow isn't there to support my activities, doing anything becomes a struggle, and I firmly believe there's no struggle on the path of real success. Struggle often indicates I took a wrong turn somewhere, and I'll have to adjust my path as a result. Taking the path of least resistance isn't always a bad thing. Freedom comes from being in control, and you already are in control, whether you are employed by someone else or you are your own boss. You are in charge of your life. You can choose a new path or recommit to the path you're on and see how it can contribute to working towards your goals and vision. Even when you feel like you're not in control, you are. You have the ability to say no and take another path. You might have to say no sometimes, not to be against anyone else, but to do something for yourself. For some, that might be a career-limiting move, but it might turn out better than expected. The response you get to your no might be different than what you think it'll be. State your truth positively as you see it, and share it with those around you from a contributing, constructive viewpoint. Instead of complaining about a situation you don't like, you'll start to take responsibility for your own life. Don't suppress the genius inside of you.
Stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com.
If you want to learn more about what I do, I invite you to visit one of my websites. For example, you can visit my personal website, which is www.wilco.ca. And also you can visit my blog for a lot more additional content. Most of it is free of charge and available to the public. You can find my blog and subscribe to my weekly magazine at www.livingbyexperience.com. Again, thank you very much for being here. I wish you nothing but success, and I look forward to hearing from you and staying in touch with you and supporting you on your journey in any way I can.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Living by Experience. See you next time. Please stay in touch with our travel hacking and lifestyle community at www.livingbyexperience.com. And remember, live your dream.